I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Professional protesters, that's right, being led by a professional protest teacher. Is that really happening right now? Welcome back to the show. It is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Got to give a hat tip to my buddy Mike Opelka, who sent this to me earlier today. This woman, Lisa Fithian, she's one of George Soros-backed puppets who's out there promoting craziness on the streets. The revolution, she literally uses the R word, revolution, in this training video that she did for Occupy Chicago. If you've been watching what's going on the college campuses, you might have been asking yourself, doesn't this all seem very well organized to you? And look, I've said this before, you know, hate speech, hate symbols are protected by the First Amendment. But these protests that are going on and then the ensuing violence and then occupying buildings, you pass a, I mean, that's not protected speech. Obviously, you take over an administration building, it's not protected speech. You wind up smashing windows and it's not protected speech. So obviously, we know that. But who's behind, I mean, who's orchestrating all this? Because it's happening in all these colleges, and it's so well organized. It's very similar to what you saw on that day, that 8/15 day, where everybody just started shutting down roads and bridges. And they had a beautifully produced website and Facebook page and Twitter, Instagram is all there for everybody to see. Very similar to that. You got to ask yourself, who's behind all of this stuff? Who's behind all this? A couple years ago, Mother Jones did this piece on this woman. They called her Professor Occupy. Lisa Fithian, a streetwise radical who's teaching kids who want to be badass to be smart. And what she does is she's all about civil disobedience. Professor Occupy, with somewhere between 80 to 100 arrests under her belt. And this was back in 2017 they wrote this. She's lost count. Over nearly four decades of rabble-rousing, she may be the nation's best-known protest consultant. Unions and activist groups pay her $300 a day to run demonstrations and teach their members tactics for taking over the streets. But for much of the past 6 months, Fithian has been dispensing free wisdom to the young radicals who took over parks from New York City to Los Angeles last fall, everything from proper tear gas attire to long-term protest strategies. When there's some conflict or things aren't going the way that we want them to go, or people don't have a good long-term plan, I've heard others and myself say, damn it, where is Lisa Fithian? She lives in Austin. She spends most of her time on the road. She dresses like Mark Zuckerberg and swears like Tony Soprano. And she's out there organizing all this stuff, and she's behind a lot of this, and she's behind what's going on right now on these college campuses. Eric Adams knows this. The mayor of New York knows this. He's made comments to the effect of what we're seeing here is professional people trying to radicalize our students, and we're not going to stand for it. He said there's a global movement radicalizing our children. This is what the mayor of New York said. Take a listen.
When I first started seeing the protests take place in the city, it just did not fit right. I saw similar indicators from the Black Lives Matter march when it was brought to my attention that there were those who came to the city to disrupt our city. And she was able, through her team, was able to conduct an investigation. And what I feared was actually materialized and actualized by those who were on the ground. And I know that there are those who are attempting to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation. That is what this is about. And so if we want to play the word police, you could do so. I want to play the New York City police, where we're going to protect our city from those who are attempting to do what is happening globally. There is a movement to radicalize young people, and I'm not going to wait until it's done and all of a sudden acknowledge the existence of it. This is a global problem that young people are being influenced by those who are professionals at radicalizing our children. And I'm not going to allow that to happen as the mayor of the city of New York.
Now, there's a story, the NYPD released video showing this Lisa Fithian woman. And she says to the camera person, we're trying to document them being a-holes. You're right, they are being a-holes. She's seen watching a group of protesters chant anti-Israel slogans. She's a professional protest consultant who has been arrested over hundreds of times, as I mentioned to you. She has reportedly participated in protests on climate change, Occupy Wall Street, and now the Free Palestine Movement. After midnight last night, Fithian was seen on video instructing a mob of anti-Israel agitators as they took over an academic building at Columbia University. In one video clip, protesters were seen carrying a table. Well, in the background, Fithian could be heard saying, I can't help with that. You guys can help with that. In another clip, the mob was seen attaching a piece of furniture to the door of the building, while Fithian tells people with cameras to move back. So she's out there, and the mayor gets this. I mean, he understands this. He also blamed the spouse of a convicted terrorist and international citizens trying to radicalize our children. This is what he said. Take a listen.
One of the individuals, husband, was arrested for and convicted for terrorism on a federal level. Once we were able to identify some of the other people, I knew that there was no way I was going to allow those children to be exploited the way they were being exploited. And many people thought that this was a natural evolution of a protest. It was not. These were professionals that were here. And I just want to send a clear message out that there are people who are harmful and are trying to radicalize our children. And we cannot ignore this, that these outside influences, I don't know if they're international. I think we need to look into that as well. But there's an attempt to radicalize young people in this country. One of the individuals,
no doubt about it, there is. Absolutely, there is. And it's paid for by the same people that fund prosecutors like Larry Krasner in Philadelphia. It's an organized effort. It's an organized effort. It's not anything that you can pretend like is not real. It's as real as it gets. It's as real as it gets. And we're watching it happen and play out in real time, right in front of all of us. And these people will not rest until there's revolution. So I'm going to play you a clip of her teaching an Occupy Chicago protest. This is from 11 years ago. And she uses the R word here. She uses the R word, revolution. Take a listen.
Really transform the power dynamics. We've got to get more serious about this. So we walk in the footsteps of those that came before us, and everything we do right now is laying the ground for your children. Right? We may not see the revolution in this moment.
building that new world now. We may not see the revolution, but it's all for our children. So who's paying for all this? Who's behind all this? Well, Representative James Comer said, you know, we're going to follow the money. We're going to follow the money and hold the bad actors accountable. I wonder who's writing the checks. Don't you wonder who's writing the checks for all this? I wonder who's writing the checks. I think it's fair to wonder who's writing the checks.
The failure of Columbia University to address the pro-Hamas mob is an appalling lack of leadership. Now we are witnessing copycat anti-Israel protests pop up at universities across the country. These radical protests threatening violence against Jews are anything but organic. It appears global elites are funding these hateful protests and pop-up tent cities. These are the same groups that fund other radical agendas, including diminishing America's energy production and pushing soft-on-crime policies that harm the American people. The House Oversight Committee will follow the money trail, expose it to the American people, and seek to hold bad actors funding hate accountable. I want to thank Speaker Johnson and House leadership for coordinating this.
Good, because it's a coordinated effort. And here's the problem for the Democrats. And I tweeted this out last night. I think law and order is going to return Donald Trump to the White House. I disagree with my buddy Dan about this because I think that I think this is very much 1968 all over again. I think that people have had it. And it's not just the protesters. And we're going to see this at the Democrat National Convention. But it's crime. It's just a sense of craziness in America. Even the transgender stuff with kids. It's just a sense of America's nuts. Like, America's crazy right now. Everybody feels like America's on crazy pills. That's what I think. I think people think America's on crazy pills. People watching this from outside America must think that. Like, what are we giving you? How much sugar are you on, America? Are you on red dye number 5? What's going on with you? And Alex Wagner of MSNBC understands this could return a Republican to the White House.
Hamilton Hall is it. For people who are not familiar with the Columbia campus, in April of 1968, 56 years ago, hundreds of students seized the building during protest over the Vietnam War. I do not think that was lost to the people who stormed Hamilton Hall. After a week, this is again in 1968, police entered through underground tunnels and cleared them out. Over 700 people were arrested.
Right. And that's remembered as a really dark chapter in Columbia's history, which is why it's so breathtaking to see them repeat it.
But it does, you know, putting this in the broader context of what's happening in American politics. I mean, when this began, I think for a lot of people, all of these campus protests had the echo of the 1960s. It feels like an inflection point for the country. We're barreling towards a presidential election. The country feels catastrophically divided on every issue based from basic facts to, you know, an actual policy vision.
We're having a Democratic presidential convention in Chicago.
Yes. Well, exactly. Echoes of 1968. And I just wonder, you know, it's hard to imagine that this imagery of the NYPD storming Columbia in this moment is not going to reverberate in ways that we cannot yet see across the political divide.
Well, and I think that we should.
Mm-hmm. And she's not wrong, by the way. She's not wrong on this at all. This is helping the Republicans. This is helping the Republicans. And I wonder now how this helps Jill Stein. And I do think it helps Jill Stein. I really do. I think this helps Jill Stein. Remember, Jill Stein's running as a third party candidate. And she hates Joe Biden. And a lot of these crazy college kids hate Joe Biden. They're calling him Genocide Joe. So she says she's facing charges after she was arrested at a pro-Palestine protest in Missouri. I wonder how much this helps her in Wisconsin, Michigan, if she gets on the ballot in those states.
Very honored to be joined this morning by Green Party presidential candidate and activist Dr. Jill Stein. It's so great to have you. Welcome.
Great to see you, ma'am.
It's so great to be. Yes, really great to be with you both. Thanks, Crystal and Sagar.
Yeah, of course. So I guess my first question for you is just actually, are you okay? Because we watched, and we can put this up on the screen. We watched some pretty extraordinary footage of you being assaulted with a police officer's bike here, and ultimately being arrested as part of a campus protest. So maybe you could just tell us what happened and, you know, what the fallout was and if you're doing okay.
So, you know, we were at an event, a campaign event at a public library just a couple blocks away, and a student, several students had attended who were, you know, really inspirational, I have to say. And afterwards, one of the students asked us to come and support their encampment, which we said, of course, thank you so much. You're putting everything on the line here for all of us, for our right to free speech, our right to protest.
Now, you think about it. She's all in, right? She's all in on backing the encampments. All in. We're with you. We stand with you. The White House, if you notice, is playing the game. The game is, we don't like anti-Semitism, but we're not going to denounce what's happening on these college campuses. We're not going to denounce what's happening on the college campuses. And this is the key point. And here's Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, won't answer the question. Biden's silence on the protests because he's terrified of losing his own voter support. Remember, I told you, we heard about Charlottesville every day. They wouldn't shut up about Charlottesville. They wouldn't shut up about January the 6th. Every day we had to hear from Dark Brandon about how America's a hellscape. And any minute now, moms in yoga pants and dads in Cabela's fishing hats are going to storm the Capitol. They're saying nothing about this. They're saying nothing about what's happening on these college campuses because these are their voters. A lot of these voters are spewing the same anti-Semitic hate that the people in Charlottesville were. The only difference is they're students and not undercover FBI operatives. But seriously, what's the difference? But you don't hear from Biden. You don't hear him giving a hellscape speech in Philadelphia over this. Here's the fembot.
I understand that President Biden historically has spoken very forcefully about anti-Semitism. But this week, he's not. He's MIA. Is he that worried about losing the youth vote with these protesters?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be mindful. You're talking about youth vote. You're talking about 2024.
No, support of young people.
I have to say what I have to say, and just give me a second. So I'm not going to speak about somebody's doorbell. Is that a doorbell?
Yeah, that was an alarm.
An alarm. Okay. All right. And I'll speak more broadly. I can't speak to youth and support and voters. That's not something I can do from here. The president has taken a lot of policy actions here that he knows that young people care about. And a lot of those actions are popular with those young folks, whether it's giving a little bit of breathing room with student debt relief. We made an announcement today, matter of fact, and we are going to continue.
Now, let's think about that. How do we bribe these crazy college kids and make sure that they vote for Biden and not for Jill Stein? How do we bribe them? Well, we pay off their college loans. We pay off their college loans. All right, just remember, in the old days in Jersey, that was called stuffing money in a bag of cash. Today, we just send you a check. Today, we just send you a check.
I understand the president.
A lot of policy actions here that he knows that young people care about. And a lot of those actions are popular with those young folks, whether it's giving a little bit of breathing room with student debt relief.
Paying off their loans.
We made an announcement today, matter
bribery,
of fact.
Bribery.
And we are going to continue to do that
bribe
because
them.
We think it's important
bribe
as families or as an American and you're coming out
them.
Of college and you want to build a family, buy a home, you
yeah,
have
because,
the
you
opportunity
know,
to do
matter.
That and not
your
be crushed by student debt.
Matter.
The president understands how important it is to deal with that issue. Climate change, something that young people really truly care about. One of the crises that the president said he came into having to deal with was the climate change crisis. As the president has taken aggressive action to deal with climate crisis. You look, I can't speak to youth voters or their support. What we're going to do is continue to take actions that we believe helps all Americans and all communities.
What we're going to keep doing is trying to buy them off by paying off their college loans. All right, because that's it. And we're not going to answer your question. We're not going to answer your question. We're just going to buy them off. All right. So we're not going to condemn the hatred on the college campuses like we condemn Charlottesville. We're not going to condemn the violence on college campuses like we condemn January 6th. We're just going to go zip it, pretend like it's not happening, and then send them money. That's our plan. All right. Go.
You mentioned what he said in 2017 after Charlottesville. He said about Trump's response then, Charlottesville for me was a moment where I thought silence would be complicity.
Yeah.
So how does he explain, how do you explain his silence this week?
The president has not been silent on this issue when it comes to hate speech, anti-Semitism. He launched the first ever anti-Semitism strategy to counter anti-Semitism, something that no other president did. No other president did.
A school building at an Ivy League campus got taken over.
And we called that out, and we said that is not peacefully protesting. Taking over a building at a university or college is not peacefully protesting. And we've been very clear. We've been very clear. Taking more than 100 new actions to deal with anti-Semitism in this administration, no one has ever done that before. Not any other administration has ever done that before. We're going to continue to do.
Where's the national address by the president talking about this is not who we are? I want the this is not who we are lecture. This is not who we are. I want that lecture. I want the that's not who we are lecture.
The president is taking questions on this. Again, respectfully, he hasn't. He did take a question where he said he condemns those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. I know you've been asked about that, but since you brought up Charlottesville, what do you say to those critics who say that he is trying to have it both ways, that he's essentially, you know, trying to talk about both anti-Semitism and what's going on with the Palestinians?
I would say to those critics is no, he's not doing a both sides scenario here.
He's not doing a both sides scenario here. That's right, because he's only condemning hatred when it's the people that he doesn't like, not people that he needs their votes from. That's it.
Condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and their how they're being moved.
Should the Columbia University president resign?
See that? It's just very fine people on both sides. This is his moment right now. This is his moment. All right, we got a lot more to talk about. Let's talk about local schools, shall we? And the fact that we're bringing in activists in local schools to try to indoctrinate our children. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Our fourth and final hour coming right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran,
and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Okay.
Joining me now is a very concerned parent. He ran for school board. He's outspoken, and he's not afraid to tell us the truth about what's happening in our schools. Vince Altieri joins me now. Vince, thanks for making the time for me, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Busy is a blessing. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked a lot about education in the past. You've been on the show a few times with me, and we've had conversations about this. And parents are getting fired up, and parents are getting more engaged than ever, I think. We had a situation in a local school district that is making a lot of news, and for a reason. And a little 12-year-old girl had her head smashed in. And I wanted to get your reaction to that and why it is that this stuff continues to happen in our public schools, Vince.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a trickle-down effect. And, you know, I believe that the tree rots from the top. At North Penn specifically, and I think what we're seeing happening right now with everything that's going on in the campuses, at the college campuses, which, I mean, I get sick and I don't even want to follow it. It's all about this indoctrination. And it starts at a young level. There's clearly a plan here. And when I see it at a public school level, primary school level, and I'm close to it, as you know. My wife's a school teacher. She's not only a school teacher right now, but she's a guidance counselor. You know, she's the school nurse. She's everything involved with school. We got to start taking a look at this. And, you know, at North Penn School District not too long ago in January, they invited a social activist to perform at their the high school. And I start saying to myself, I put something out on that, and there wasn't a lot of pushback or feedback from that. But why doesn't public education stay in their lanes? And where they're either not doing research on people that they're allowing to perform at the high school, or they're doing the research and they're condoning it. But when I do the research and I see them having someone come and perform at their high school that wants to tackle topics like Black Lives Matter, gun safety, immigration. And then when they say gun safety in the lyrics of their song, they say guns kill. Well, that messaging does not need to be put out by public education. And I think what we're seeing now, and it morphs into a much bigger topic that I'm not capable of speaking about at a college level, here we are. It started somewhere.
Wait, who's this person they brought in? You said it was a social justice warrior activist. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, the person by the name of Cry Matthews, and they invited the high school students to. It was sponsored. It was paid for through a foundation grant, which is Pennsylvania school grant. They bring them in. They're using our resources at a local level. Of course, they're using our lights. They're using our security. And they've overstepped their boundaries. They need to stay in their lane. And when you ask questions about that, they'll force you to file right to knows and go through this whole bureaucratic nightmare. But all parents want to do is send their schools to be protected. To your point, some young girl gets hit in the back of the head. They call this a fight. Where I grew up, that's not a fight. That's a submarine attack.
Yeah.
Okay. And they want to talk, and then when they have an opportunity, when there's a gun issue, they want to blow this up. You know, you're not going to believe this, but if you go on North Penn School District docs, they have a diatribe on gun control, and they put that out after a tragedy. However, when some kid gets cracked in the back of the head, all right, now they don't want to talk about their escalating violence numbers, which the person who runs their school safety department, Jonathan Casa, said not too long ago, that's North Penn overstating their numbers. No, this isn't North Penn overstating their numbers. This is failed leadership. And, you know, it's not just about complaining what the problems are, because there's going to be problems forever. You know, but they're real solutions. They're people that want to get involved in the community. However, if they don't have the right letter in front of their name, they're not accepted. And it all comes back to narrow-minded politics, seeping into the schools, and it just felt this. And when we talked about coming on to the show, I wanted to bring up this Cry Matthews because it's so relevant to what's going on at a much bigger level. I mean, I'm not paying $200,000 a year, but for crying out loud, if I was paying $200,000 a year to send my kid to school, I'd be sick to my stomach right now.
Yeah, you watch what's happening on these college campuses, but it starts at the local level. It breeds up and keeps breeding, and we keep the indoctrination going and going and going, Vince Altieri, and that's the problem. Now, this situation that we're dealing with here in North Penn and this seventh grader who was injured earlier this month, the student was transgender, mm-hmm. who attacked the younger student, and we're not, the media is not really covering that aspect of the story. But there's also another aspect of this. There are two problems here. One is the fact that we're embracing all this stuff with the transgender affirmation policies, and we don't know if a biological boy, what other issues are going on in his life, mental issues or physical issues, because we're not allowed to ask those questions anymore. So that's number one. Number two, mm-hmm. it's when you have a kid who has a problematic child and they keep moving them district to district and district to district. They knew this kid was a problem. And this is why parents are so upset in the school district, because they knew this kid was a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, the question that you're really, only certain people know the answer to, does one have to do with the other? And it's concerning. I mean, this whole craziness with pronouns, I'm confused myself. And, you know, out of respect to the family, and I stopped going to the school board meetings because they disrespect you. And I'm not in the mood to be disrespected when I'm giving somebody my money. And, you know, I was tempted to go to the meeting, but out of respect to the family for this tragic event that happened to their child, what I wanted to say was, hey, Vince Altieri, I identify myself as a school board director tonight, and I resign. I mean, when is this craziness stop, Rich? Mm-hmm. With this identifying this person, that person. I put an article about this time to take a step on the moon, North Penn. You know, the North Penn School District, and again, bigger picture, I get it. Smaller picture, local level, they need to allow people to come in that want to help the community instead of dividing the community about what color flag we have up. As far as I'm concerned, red, white, and blue is enough for me. And stop all this division. Let's work, focus on academic excellence, school safety, and let's start there. But no, that's not good enough for them. It's got to be about gun control. It's got to be about all this craziness that you talk about. I mentioned with this Cry Matthew stuff. It's got to stop. And thankfully, there are people out there like you that are bringing this to the forefront.
Vince, why don't other parents get it? I mean, that's the problem that I don't understand. I mean, what is it? Are parents afraid to speak out? I know the majority think like we do. I know that. But are other people afraid to speak out because they're afraid of getting blasted on social media? They're afraid of getting canceled? I mean, what is it?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. And canceling the social media, I have people attack me all the time. You know something? I take it as a compliment, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, they have the distinct advantage, Rich, of the public schools, where they know you're going to have your kids for 4, 5, 6 years when a parent is truly involved in the process, and then they go away. And a whole other group of parents come in. And that's why it's important. It's important that parents do speak out. But there's a concern. No one wants to be embarrassed. Some people don't like to put themselves out there. And some people get fed up. I mean, I got involved because I got fed up because I didn't want a school nurse telling my child that she needed to be vaccinated, that they're overstepping their boundaries. And I don't really care if you get vaccinated, my wife gets vaccinated, whoever gets vaccinated, but I'm certainly not going to have somebody else tell my child what to do. And they have the arrogance. At these school board meetings, which I attended for almost 2 years, and if you listen to some of these meetings, you'd want to throw up because it's just not right. You know, they give you 3 minutes to speak, they shut you down, and then they either decide to respond or belittle you after they shut you up.
Vince, I appreciate you staying in the fight, brother. We need more parents to do that. Vince Altieri, how can people reach out to you, Vince, if they want to talk to you?
I'm on Facebook. Just look up my name, Vince Altieri. I mean, I'm not a tough guy to get a hold of. I'm not in this for anything, but just to be a voice out there. And please keep on doing what you're doing, Rich. You do a great job.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care, Vince.
So long now.
And we'll be right back as we continue along here on our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. This is the big story of the day brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaVanaria, VanariaDental.com. My buddy, my dentist, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
And I would be remiss if I did not share with you my favorite story of the day involving our very own New Jersey Senator Bob Goldbar Bob Sleazeball Menendez and his wife Nadine, who's about to get thrown under the bus. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Don't forget Friday live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Going to be a live show. I want you to be there. The bar will be open. And yes, we may be imbibing on the air. And by may, I mean absolutely will be imbibing on the air. So make sure you're there in person at the Grand Hotel of Cape May because it's going to be a blast. These live shows are always unpredictable. So imagine this. You got a lover, and then you got another lover, and the one lover gets jealous that you went away, but you told them that you were going away on a girl's weekend. But actually, you were with your other lover in the Dominican Republic. So that other lover calls the cops because he thinks you might be dead. That's how we set up the story of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez and his wife, Nadine. And I'm not even joking. This is not out of some sort of romance novel or even better, a slasher movie. This is not Basic Instinct Part 3. This really happened. So Nadine, who's Menendez's wife, back in 2018 or so, she's seeing Bob Menendez, who's in D.C. all the time because he's a senator. He's the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He's since been indicted for selling out the United States of America in exchange for gold bars and cars and cash, you know, making sure that his buddies would get the contract to do the halal food certification for all of Egypt. Only the guy has no experience doing halal food certification. But it's the Jersey way. You pay, you get the certification, and you're good to go. And Menendez gets a piece of that, and the wife gets a car. Don't forget also, this is the same woman who once killed a guy with that car. And when a phone call was made and cops got to the scene, she was allowed to go home. No DWI, no breathalyzer, no walk the walk, nothing. And her only concern that night was, who's going to fix my car? The Mercedes that I got from my crooked husband. That was her concern. And I'm sure that if you had killed a guy in the middle of the night driving home, you would have been allowed to just leave the scene without so much as a breathalyzer. But there's no senatorial privilege with that whatsoever, I assure you. So anyway... She's seeing this guy who's this attorney, right? She's seeing this guy who's this attorney up in North Jersey, and she wants to go away with Bob to the Dominican Republic for a week. And why not? The Dominican Republic is beautiful. Go to those all-inclusive resorts. You drink El Presidente. Who doesn't love an ice-cold El Presidente, huh? In the spring of 2018, according to the New York Post, she was involved with the senator and still in an on-again, off-again relationship with a lawyer named Douglas Anton. So she dropped by his law office in Hackensack one day. He's assembling furniture. It's a Thursday. And they said, let's meet up later that night. We'll go to my home in Englewood Cliffs. And she says, great, I'll see you then. I'll see you then. There's all these pictures of her dating him and kissing him and being all handsy and feelsy. So he texted her that night, and the text, instead of coming back blue, went green. Now, if you have an iPhone, you understand what I'm talking about. If you send a text to somebody with an iPhone to iPhone, it's blue. If they are out of the country or out of the network or something, then it's going to be green. Or if you have a friend who refuses to get an iPhone and still lives in the Android world, like my buddy Jay, and causes group text to be annoying because his always comes up green, he won't adapt to modern technology, then you also know what I'm talking about. So he said, that's odd. Why the text turned green? But he was texting her to say, I'm on my way. So he gets to the house, his own house, expecting to find his kumata there, his girlfriend. Instead, he finds a note taped to the door. A typed out note, not even handwritten, typed out. Let me share with you the contents of the note. My love, I'm going away to see my girlfriend last minute as I need some time to de-stress. Be back Monday. Love you. Now, the attorney found that to be weird that the note was typed out, but he was actually psyched. Because he was going to have a Nadine-free weekend. See, it turns out he also had other side pieces. Yeah, these are very respectable people we're dealing with here. So he had other side pieces, so he was like, great, Nadine's gone for the weekend with her girlfriends. I'll call up my other gumatas. Apparently, allegedly. That's what it says in the article. It says he was seeing other people at the time, so he wasn't bummed out by it. It says, quote, Anton said he wasn't too upset because he was also dating someone else at the time, and the idea of a Nadine-free weekend was rather appealing. But when she didn't return on Monday, he began to worry. So he called the family, called her family, his sister, children. No idea where she was. Nobody knew where she was. So he started to think maybe she's dead. Maybe somebody chopped her up at a wood chipper or just buried her in concrete. He said it wasn't like her to do this, and days went by, so I called the cops. I go to the cops, I did a missing persons report, and they had to come to the house to check to make sure that someone didn't kill her and put her in a closet. Yes, this took a dark turn very quickly. Police found the lights on, as well as televisions blaring in the living room and a bedroom, and then she was found several days later because she was trying to fly back from the Dominican Republic, but she couldn't get on the plane. She had to do a government check. Now, this is awkward. The whole time she's trying to keep the senator from knowing she's got another boyfriend, and she wants to keep the boyfriend from knowing she's got a senator boyfriend. But now she's got to make a phone call. Even though she's with a U.S. senator, she's got to call him. So he says, that's when I found out that Menendez first found out that Nadine and the lawyer were still seeing each other on and off during the week when he was in D.C. She later said Menendez freaked out and was ticked off. I don't blame him. Now, just to show you how bad of judgment Bob Menendez has, just how bad his judgment is, he winds up marrying this woman. So this woman is seeing a guy who's a lawyer in Jersey and a scumbag U.S. senator in D.C. at the same time and lying to them both. And this guy marries her. I got news for you. If a woman has two lovers and is lying to both lovers about the other lover and is then lying to one lover about where she is when she's with the other lover and the other lover doesn't know the other lover, there's a clinical definition for that. It's called psycho. She's a train wreck, and you run. You don't marry her. You run. You go, this has been fun, and good luck. And you run as fast as you possibly can. Instead, Bob Menendez married her. Now, the lawyer is the winner in all this because he didn't. But imagine that, right? The lawyer's like, hey, she's my gumata. This is great. Everything's fine. And I got another piece on the side, but she's going to do a girls' weekend. But it turns out she's in the Dominican Republic with Menendez. Menendez doesn't know about him, so he freaks out. He's angry. He's ticked off. But they still managed to make up and have makeup relations. The best kind. The couple were in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. Now, that's a short drive from Casa de Campo, an exclusive resort where Menendez had been a frequent guest of his former benefactor, Salomon Melgen. That's the eye doctor who wound up bleeding Medicare for all kinds of your taxpayer money and wound up going to prison. When she was on the plane, she called police to say she was safe and asked them to send a message to her boyfriend to stay away from her. Oh, wow. She finally landed and blew up my phone, came right to my house to explain, crying and to apologize, said the attorney. I asked her, why'd you do that? She said it was more about Bob wanting to be incognito. But Bob didn't know about him, and he didn't know about Bob. Now, Menendez has terrible judgment, and he's a crook, but he also should turn in his man card because he wound up marrying the woman who had another boyfriend and was lying to that boyfriend about him and then lied to the boyfriend about going on a girls' weekend with Menendez to the Dominican Republic for a week, causing the cops to get involved. And this guy marries him when in the end, you should have just said train wreck. I mean, what do you get married? Like, what kind of a wedding is that? Do you have a cake that's half a train and the other half is a wrecked cake for a train wreck cake? What do you get the couple? Gold bars? And I mean, it's very nice of the lover to call. Is it not? Call the police and let them know. And when the lover finds out that the other lover has a lover and you go, I don't understand. I thought we liked pina coladas. Getting drunk in the rain, walking on the beach, whatever the song is. And then you're my own special lady. I don't understand. And the best part is now Menendez is going to throw his wife under the bus. See, revenge is sweet and the dish best served cold. Senator Bob Menendez may point the finger at his wife, newly unsealed documents show. In a mid-March legal filing, Menendez's legal team tried to keep those exact words under seal because they believed having that defense strategy would taint the jury pool. So now he's going to throw his wife, Nadine, under the bus, even though Nadine was the benefactor of gold bars, cash, Mercedes, which she used to kill a guy, and yeah. And she got a great Dominican Republic vacation out of it. So come on. But the old saying is, hell hath no fury like a senator scorned. Am I right? So this is revenge for all those years ago when it turns out that the Gumata had a Gumata and the Gumata of the Gumata also had a Gumata. In a very confusing way that is just so Jersey. I just wish The Sopranos could have made an episode about this. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Enjoy it. We'll see you Friday live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Keep the conversation going on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.